Ronan Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Gavin. The Irish Examiner sports section leads with a happy picture of celebration after the Cork County hurling final yesterday. Tears of joy is the headline there. There are plenty of tears in the rest of the papers this morning, but not much joy. The Irish Times sports section leads with a large photo from the sideline in Paris on Saturday night. It shows a line of five green jerseys leaning over the barrier into the stands as Irish players were being hugged and comforted by family and friends. The front page of the Irish Sun shows Johnny Sexton's son crestfallen with the headline, "You're still the best, Dad." The same headline is on the front page of the Irish Daily Star without the comma, reading, "You're still the best, Dad." The Irish Daily Star has a picture of a stunned-looking Paul Mescal in the stands, while beside it, the paper talks about the boulevard of broken Irish dreams. A front-page story in the Irish Times covers the decline in roads policing here in recent years. The paper details the fall in the numbers of checks, detections and charging of drivers over recent years for mobile phone use, drink driving and speeding. Below that story, a report which appears in all the papers that five men died on our roads over the weekend, and these included one man who was killed while standing at a bus stop in Limerick, and you may have heard about it earlier in the programme. The Belfast Telegraph reports that another of those killed was well-known country music drummer Chris Bradley. The paper says tributes were paid to him by singers Declan Nerney and Daniel O'Donnell. Elsewhere, the Belfast Telegraph reports on the case of a 35-year-old man who's been convicted of grooming children in the North, the Republic and England. He contacted boys through social media pretending to be a teenage girl. The paper says he was sentenced to 10 years with 5 to be spent in custody. The front page of the Belfast Telegraph has a dramatic photograph of people arguing at a rally in support of Palestine in Belfast yesterday, while the front page of the Irish Independent on the same story brings us back to tears, and this time real world tears. It has a large photo of two children in Gaza crying as Israel prepares to attack. And Micheál Martin has written a piece for the Irish Daily Mail under the headline, "Complying with humanitarian laws is not optional, it's obligatory." Other news in the Mail, the paper reports that 23 people died in Irish prisons last year, compared to 8 in 2021. A few pages over, it has the news that a GP will today face a misconduct hearing over comments she made in opposition to the COVID vaccination programme. On the Irish Times front page, a report that at least 4,000 patients may not get life-saving medication next year due to the government decision not to provide funding for new drugs. The Irish Independent front page covers a row between Éamon Ryan and Dublin Port. The minister wants the port to give up its car compound for housing. He says the 10-acre site should be used for people and not cars. The Irish Examiner front page has a report about a woman who claims that a dating agency set her up with a man who had a previous conviction for violent assault. She told the paper that she gave him her number because she felt intimidated by him and now she's scared. Beside that story in the Examiner front page is a report from Ishke Aaron with a list of items that have blocked the nation's drains. These include tricycles, bags of coal and Christmas trees. While on its front page, the Mail covers the latest Madonna tour. The headline there is Corsets and Conical Bras. And that's just the audience.
Thank you very much, Ronan.